Jace, you're getting ready for the Shrine Bowl game coming up here the 15th of this month here in Hayes there. So you get to play in Western Kansas. So that's a pretty unique opportunity there. But, of course, you found out New Year's Day, I guess a great way to start off 2023 that you were selected. And looking back on that, so what was your first reaction when you found out you were going to be selected?
I actually found out from somebody told my aunt from Dighton. I didn't even know until like a while after they did it, so I was kind of surprised about it.
All right, and just being selected and playing for what it stands for, the Shrine Bowl, that's got to be pretty exciting, and knowing that you've had a lot of respect of your playing career.
Yeah, it feels pretty good. I mean, the past guys from Scott City that had gotten selected are just really good players, so I mean, I'm honored to be a part of those guys.
That's pretty elite company, considering the good tradition that Scott City has.
Yeah, it is.
Well, have you had an opportunity maybe to talk with some of those some of the ones maybe in the community or some that you know personally about what their experience was like?
No, I haven't, but I've talked to the Shriners, like Curly and stuff, and he's told me a lot about it, and he said, yeah, he's talked to me about it quite a bit.
Before we talk a little bit more about the Shrine Bowl and everything, let's go ahead and go back with your career. You had a 3-year career, a good career. I know it had some hampered by a little some injuries here and there throughout the career, but reflect on your time as a Scott City Beaver.
It was really good besides those injuries. I mean, I wish I could have played more, but I think I did good, and I had really fun being a part of the team, so yeah.
In your senior season, you were kind of one of those leaders that helped kind of turn things around there with that 8-win season. And what do you remember the most about your senior season?
My favorite part was probably our first game against Cimarron, just that blowout when just in the first quarter, and our locker room was just so fun after that game. That was probably my favorite part.
You know, looking back, when you guys exploded against Cimarron in that first quarter, did that kind of resonate that, you know, we're going to have a pretty good team?
Yeah, I think we all realized that after our first game, and especially the second game, too, after we beat Ray. So, yeah, we knew we were going to be having a good season.
You look forward here to playing in the Shrine Bowl here coming up here the 15th of this month here at Fort Hays State University and at Lewis Field there. And have you had a chance to maybe talk to some of the other your teammates there for the West team?
Yeah, I got to go to a banquet in Russell a few months ago, and yeah, I got to go talk and see those guys, so yeah.
It's got to be pretty exciting. Have the coaches talk to you maybe about what position you're going to play?
Yeah, they have me outside linebacker playing right now.
Okay, and nice thing about it is you've had experience in that position, and so that's got to be pretty exciting. And I know you're going to be camping in Hayes, I believe.
Yeah, we're staying on campus at Hayes, I believe.
Okay, and you know, with being there in Hayes and playing one final time, you get to wear the SC helmet there, the Scott City helmet. That's got to carry a little extra pride.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to feel good just to have my family and our friends watch me one last time in that helmet. So, yeah, it feels good.
Representing Scott City and also for a cause with the Shrine Bowl, and where a lot of the proceeds raised from that Shrine Bowl go to. What do you anticipate it being like for what the cause is when you head into the game, especially on Saturday?
I know we're supposed to do a lot of activities and see a lot of the hospital kids, so I think it'll be fun, all the activities we get to do and stuff.
All right, I think that's quite an experience, and it's kind of one of those situations where you figure out what this is ultimately for there, and that's pretty big, and it's kind of humbling from what it sounds like as well.
Yeah, I mean, Curly told me that it's a really good experience. I mean, everyone I've talked to that's been in it has said it's just a really good experience for them.
I'll go back here real quickly before we, go with your future after Saturday with the Shrine Bowl. What was your favorite memory playing football for Scott City?
My favorite memory was probably when I got to really play in my first varsity game my sophomore year in Cimarron, and I just started really started playing really good. So, yeah, that was probably my favorite.
All right, and you're heading to, I believe, Manhattan in the fall of Kansas State University. And what are you planning on doing there at Manhattan? What do you plan on studying?
I plan on being in the business school and I plan on doing finance as of right now.